Okay, today's learning is really niche was of Chaim Luz of Shem Shanaria, Moshe ben Aniel, Rivka bas Moshe Israel, Bishchus for Shleim Chaim Moshe Shem Amalka, Yonis and Sarah, all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a middle of Simon Kuf Nun Beis, we're middle of Sif Aleph. We're talking about taking apart a shul in order to build another shul. The Chabad told us we're not allowed to do it. So up to the Rama, Vafilo loy rotza listo rak mechitza achas larchivai. Even, Ramah says, even though they only want to take down one wall in order to make the shul bigger, Namadina Hacha, Ramah says, you're not allowed to do that. So let's just see the Mishabura on that. It's not so pashut that everyone agrees with this. Again, the Ramah is telling us that if I want to expand my shul, I'm staying in the existing shul. I want to make it bigger and I want to knock down one wall, so now the shul will be missing a wall. I can't do that. I first have to build the extension and then remove the wall that's there. So he says, Dina Hachi, says in Sifkat Mechaz, she ain't Saisar Mechitza, you don't take down the wall. Elaboy Nina Chadosh, Betzad HaYashin, build a new wall. V'achikach Saisar HaYashin, V'ayin Bir Halacha, look in the Bir Halacha. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha, he discusses over there what seems to be two shitas. One says you could and one says you can't. And he says, possibly, there's not even two shitas. And he says, really, this Ramah is saying in an oifen that it's possible. Sometimes it's not possible that you can build your extension without taking down the other wall. So according to the Bi Halacha, yes, if you are able to build the new wall first and then take down the other wall, so you never have a situation that the shul is not usable, then that's preferable. That's what you should do. But in this situation, if you have that you want to extend the shul and there's no way of doing that, you're going to have to take down the wall in order to build the other one. He says you're allowed to do it. We're not so concerned that you're not, that the concern that the Mechaber told us yesterday, that you're never going to go ahead and build it. We're not so concerned. And if there's no other choice, you could take down the wall. Let's see the Mechaber, back in the Mechaber. Vahani mili shahayu harishon chazak. This that I told you, you're not allowed to take down the shul in order to build another shul, means you had a strong shul, a viable building. Aval im charvu yisaydoisav. The foundation of the building is got destroyed, or the walls are in a precarious position that they're potentially going to fall down. What should you do the other way around? Immediately take it down. And immediately start building, and you should be working 24 hours a day. Get a night permit in order to build the building. Because if you play around with this, the walls are going to fall down, the buildings are going to collapse, and you'll end up with nothing. He says, on the contrary, if you're in a situation that you worry that the structure is not sound, then take it down and do it as fast as possible and start rebuilding right away. Says the Ramah. Now the Ramah is not going on this last statement. The Ramah is going on the beginning of the sif. You're not allowed to take stones from the old one to build the new one. Now the obvious question is: we already said that you can't knock down the old shul in order to build a new one. So certainly I can't take the stones and build a new shul. The different pshat, and the way the Mishabruh is going to explain it, is he's saying as follows, that I followed the Mechaber in the beginning. I started building the new shul before I took down the old shul. But before I finished the new shul, I was short some stones. So now I'm almost done. I want to go ahead and take some stones from the old shul. Says he can't do that because we said you cannot touch the old shul. You can't make it unusable until you have the new building standing. Says the Ramah further, but also list, this is unrelated to building a new building, just in general. But also list Dovin basic Knesset, you now take something off the basic Knesset. Elam can I say amanas live nice? Only if you're doing it on the condition to build. In other words, if I want to just decide that I'm going to remove something from the wall, I can't do that. We'll see in the Mishabura why. However, the only time you could is, let's say I want to remove something attached to the wall in order to replace it with something nicer, better, then you're allowed to. So if it's soyser, I'm gonna ask live nice on an aspect, not eliminating the shul, not taking the shul down, but you have one part of the shul you want to take off in order to fix it and do it better. So you want to remove the door to put in a to fix the door and put a new one. Then you're allowed to. But just to remove it, you're not allowed to. Let's see Mishabura on all this. Okay, so now, Avul im charvu yisaydoisav, if the foundation got ruined, huadin, similar situation, The Malchus says you're no longer allowed to daven in the shul. There's nothing you're able to do about it, and you need to build another shul that you can't use the shul anymore. So it's like destroyed foundations. Take it down as fast as possible and put up a new building. So basically in our world, that would be that they condemn the building, right? So that's like it's destroyed. You have to take it down as fast as possible. Taz writes, that the Jews were sitting outside. Now, it's very interesting because we go to different parts in Europe, and you see this in Spain. I saw this, that the Yidden were not allowed to live in the city. Right? So the Yidden all lived outside the city. In many cities, they only allowed the Yidden to come into the city during the day. By the time nighttime came around, they had to be outside of the city, or sometimes reversed, they had to be in the ghetto. So you had a situation, the Jews were not allowed to live inside the walls of the city. Okay? Only the goyim were allowed to live there. The Eire Inyan, so the Shas were saying, meanwhile, things calmed down, and they started allowing the Jews to move into the city. Of course, what are the Jews when they're allowed to move into the city? What do? They moved into the city. The only thing Jewish that remained outside of the walls was the shul. The Jews were all inside the city. But Marti says the Tazi Paskin, there's nothing worse than this. I was matter, yes, you can take down the other shul in order to take the stones and bring it inside, because that's basically like a shul that's not usable anymore, because nobody's living there anymore. Everybody's living inside the city. Start building the new shul, take the stones from the shul outside of the walls, and then you're allowed to do it. So I explained it to you, but let's do it now inside of Mishaburu. This is a separate point that the Rama is making to us. But like Kaya Chavi said, this has nothing to do with the last statement of the Mechaber where a foundation got destroyed. The Azbavati Mutalisasa, we already said you allowed to take it down. Live next to many Abinin Achadish. Ella Resha Sif Kaya, it's talking about the beginning of the Sif. The Abesak Nesses Hu Shalom, the old shul is perfect, it's whole, it's usable. The Kemeri Shekvah Hiskel Binyan Achadash, you started building the new shul. The Chasrulay Avonim Lahashlam Abinyan, now you're missing stones in order to finish it up. So now I might argue, okay, you told me don't knock down the shul before I build a new one because I might not end up building the new one. But over here, I built the new one. I just need some stones to finish it up. Taking this apart means you're looking to build the other one. Maybe you won't end up, you'll take the stones down. Now the old shul is not usable. You'll never end up finishing the new shul, or as we said, it may get delayed for a very long time. Even if you have a place to daven, now we said a new halacha, that you're not allowed to take something off of a shul. Why? The havik notates even and a hechel the asa. It's like taking away a stone from the Beis HaMikdash, which is awesome. It says in the Pasuk, "Es in Pashas Kisisah Mizbechaisam Titaitzim." You should destroy their Mizbechais. In other words, the Mizbechais that are for the Avodah Zarah. And then the Pasuk continues, "Loisas and Kein Lashem Alekeichen." Don't do this for Hashem. Don't do that to the house of Hashem. Considered a Beis HaMikdash Mat. Now, there's a big machloikas in the Paiskim whether this is a deraisa or this is not a deraisa. Removing a stone from a shul that's not the Beis HaMikdash, removing a stone, whether that's a deraisa or that's not a deraisa, many hold that even those that held that Kedushas Beis HaMikdash is the Rabbanon, some of them hold that this is a separate halacha. Removing a stone from a Beis HaKnesses is you being over a deraisa. This is only to, if you're looking to destroy something of the shul that's klei kodesh. I lack a davar mechuber to my even mizbeach, to remove something that's attached. So if let's say anything that's attached to the shul, lapuke lefanis a klei kodesh v'asafsal and kedoyim beis knesses. I want to remove benches, chairs, other things that are movable from the shul. Afshein ze kavel beis knesses. It's not appropriate. It's not covered. Yeshloim v'shem mechalal zeh. That's not in this. In this halacha of loisatz and kein l'shem l'keichem, Imkain oisa, the only way you're allowed to is if you're going to go ahead and fix it. The ein zeh netitza, that's not considered destroying. That's not removing. Elabinyan, right? Sometimes you need to take off in order to build. That's not considered stira, that's considered binyan. But oisan, shemadapkin daf kosel beis medrash, those that go ahead and they attach a piece of wood to the wall of the beis medrash, aka a shtender. But oisim guma v'kosel shiuchel haksa shemadapkin, they eats oisa daf. So they go ahead and they chisel out a crevice in the wall of the shul in order to install this piece of wood, and then they make it tight in there. Okay? Rabbi Mechorin Mekilim is there, many say that that's okay, although you're not removing and putting back, but you're removing in order to add something. Why is this okay? What's the whole purpose of the shul? The whole purpose of the shul is to be able to daven. What's the purpose of adding the shtender to hold the siddur against the wall? So you should be able to daven better. So you're not doing something that's against the purpose of the mismatch. In fact, you're doing something that is the purpose of the mismatch, and that's why there are those who say it's okay. Let's start the Mechaber, Simikuf Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph. Muta, last lesson, Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. You're allowed to go ahead and take from a Beis HaKnesses and turn it into a Beis HaMedrash. This is not talking about that I shut my Beis HaKnesses down. Let's say I went ahead and I built the new Beis HaKnesses, and now I want to take this Beis HaKnesses and turn it into a Beis HaMedrash. You can't go from a Beis HaMedrash to a Beis HaKnesses. A Beis HaMedrash has a greater Kedusha. Beis HaMedrash, we said, is a makom to learn Torah. Beis HaKnesses is a makom to daven. So you can't go from a Beis HaMedrash to Beis HaKnesses. You could go from Beis HaKnesses to Beis HaMedrash. The many of the Paiskim say that Bizman HaZeh, all of our shuls have a din of a Beis HaMedrash, which is the higher level of Kedusha, because we also use, for the most part, I don't know, there might be some exceptions, but for the most part, we use our shuls for learning as well, not just for davening. I'm not sure. The great synagogue in Yerushalayim, they have other rooms where they learn. Maybe that has a din of a basic thing. I don't know. But for the most part, our shuls are used for learning too. So we have the kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash. Says the Mishabura. What's a basic
necessary? Would learning, if a shul like the Young Israels that learn between Mincha Meir, would that be considered as a learning shul, a learning place?
They
officially just daven in there.
So I think, I don't know. I would assume that yes, because you use it as a makam to learn also. Oops, I don't know. Humakam amayuchid l'toira, a basic matter is a place for Torah. Could you just say, Gedali Yaiser has a greater Kedusha than a basic necessary? Even if you don't daven there at all, what happens if I had a Beis HaKnesses in my house and now I want to turn it into a personal Beis Medrash? Okay, so remember we said this, that a Beis HaMedrash shel Yochid does not have the same Kedusha of a Beis HaMedrash shel Rabin. So in fact, some said it's a suffix if it has Kedusha. The Aruch HaShulchan said it doesn't have Kedusha at all, right? So can you go from a Beis HaKnesses to a personal Beis Medrash? Because he says potentially that although it has Kedusha, some level of Kedusha, that Kedusha is definitely less than a Beis HaMedrash. It may be less than a Beis HaKnesses with the Rabbim Davins, and therefore you would not be allowed to do it. Aval, you cannot go from a Beis HaKnesses to a Beis HaMedrash. You can only go up, you can't go down. Now, there's an interesting question that he actually brings up over here that does not some hold. Remember, we learned last week that there's certain, although a Beis HaMedrash has more Kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses, there's certain things that you cannot do in a Beis HaKnesses that you could do in a Beis HaMedrash. For example, sleeping in the Beis HaMedrash, right? So we said, being that it's tended to be there for a long time and learn, and we don't want the people to have to leave the Talmid Chachamim. So we say it's okay for them to fall asleep there. And therefore we said that potentially anybody goes into Beis HaMedrash is able to sleep there. But in the Beis HaKnesses, you weren't allowed to sleep. So although I went from Beis HaKnesses to Beis HaMedrash, which I increased the Kedusha, so that's okay. But can I go ahead and now start doing things here in the Beis HaMedrash that I was not allowed to do in the Beis HaKnesses? Some say no. So it has the chumras of both. It has the greater Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash, whatever that affects in the halacha, and it has the greater Kedusha. But I would still not be allowed to do the things that I was not allowed to do in the Beis HaKnesses. Others who say, that being that, okay, so you get that question, right? So the chumras that I had in the Beis HaKnesses would still apply according to Shita. Others say that really, when you think about it, why did we allow these things in the Beis HaMedrash? Because we said that it's a big daichik for the Talmid Chachamim to have to leave. So we allowed it in the Beis HaMedrash. We even said that B'Shas HaChag, you can do it in the Beis HaKnesses. So once it's now a Beis HaMedrash, it becomes like a Shas HaChag, benegeya to those rules of Beis HaKnesses, and therefore you would be allowed to do it. So that's a question. If you went from Beis HaKnesses to Beis HaMedrash, would you have to still refrain from doing those things that you said you're not allowed to do in a Beis HaKnesses that you were allowed to do in a Beis HaMedrash? Okay, we'll stop over here, and the Mitzvah Shem, we will continue tomorrow.